Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and a blessed Easter Wednesday to Amen. You. We are so delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. Now, you know that you are an important part of our family, and we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And I pray that you are relishing in the beauty, especially during this special week. It's Octave Week, right? And we're heading towards Divine Mercy Sunday. And so...
And we spoke to Scott Richard earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And he said that we should listen to the prayers during this week, especially if you go to Daily Mass, because they say in the prayers, this is the day. Mm. Like every day is the day of Easter in these 8 days.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. I like to say to my friends that I go to the YMCA with, who are predominantly evangelical and Baptist, and I say, happy Easter, happy Easter. And they say, well, Easter was, you know, Sunday. I say, oh, well, I'm Catholic, and we celebrate Easter for 40 days, and then a whole 50 days as a season, and so we really love the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I said, doesn't it make sense to you that we should celebrate more than one day? I said, we think so. That's good.
As opposed to one and done. It's like, well, resurrection's over, Christmas over, right? So no, we have 50 days. Enjoy them. Well, today we have Troy and Kathleen Billings, and they are a husband and wife team who speak at the national level. They host couples retreats, and they have co-authored a wonderful book entitled Simply Love. It's a Catholic marriage day-by-day devotional. And they have a little caption of the saints, and then they take something
it's
out.
A scripture or a saint, and then they just, you know,
give you the
upon
meat of
that,
it, yes.
Share their own lives in it. It's wonderful.
It is wonderful. I highly recommend it to you. It's EWTNRC.com. Maybe your marriage needs a resurrection, right? And stop thinking, oh, if my husband would just change. No, that's what your Lenten journey was about, Jesus changing you. And so now, here we are in this Easter season. Why don't you get this book and have a resurrection, do a devotion with your husband. You could go to their website, troyandkathleenbillings.com.
So more about the sanctity of marriage, the family, the power of the sacrament, the power of the risen Jesus Christ in your marriage, in your family. Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, today we have with us Troy and Kathleen Billings, and they are a husband and wife team who speak at a national level, and they host couples retreats. And they have co-authored a wonderful book entitled Simply Love, Catholic Marriage Day by Day. And marriage is day by day. And sometimes you're 40 years in and you're still doing it day by day. And you can get this great book. It's available at EWTNRC.com. You can go to their website, TroyandKathleenBillings.com.
It's a great website.
It's a great website. It's a great book, and it's simple. It's easy. It's not heavy, heavy like a theological. You have to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. It's practical. And that's where our faith hits the road.
And it's profound subjects,
yes,
though.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
And so if you want to do a little journey with your husband, that's a great book to do for a year. One a day, like a vitamin. Okay, so here we go. So we're so excited to have the both of you.
Thank you.
And we want you to tell our family how you met and then how you got involved in marriage ministry.
Yeah, so we met at the University of Notre Dame many years ago in college, and Troy was a convert to the faith, and I was actually his sponsor, and he was brought into the church in Rome, which was super cool, and it was kind of a surprise at the last minute that he was able to be brought into the church in Rome. And then I transferred to Steubenville, Franciscan University of Steubenville, and we kind of went our separate ways. We had low contact for maybe about 10 years. This was pre-social media and internet,
right.
All that. And by the grace of God, came back into each other's lives. And started dating, and in college we were just good friends, but then we were dating and were brought together in marriage, and we had both gone through some very difficult times mm-hmm. in our lives, a lot of suffering, and mm-hmm. when we came back together we knew we wanted to use what God had allowed us to go through for a greater good. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the birth of doing marriage ministry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want to take it?
Yeah, I mean, we have 5 children, ages 26 down to 9. And I'll just tell a brief story. So when we met in college, I fell head over heels for her. Mm-hmm. And I always knew if we didn't one day become married, because at that mm-hmm. time I didn't know, mm-hmm. I said I always wanted to be married spiritually, mm-hmm. and that's why I asked her to be my sponsor. So it was a win-win no matter mm-hmm. what. She was my spiritual yeah. sponsor, mm-hmm. and then 10 years later, God brought us back together in marriage.
Now, and didn't you, you met in a class or on the dance floor?
Yeah. We met dancing.
Yeah.
We did. We did.
And you still dance.
We still do dance.
Dancing,
dancing yeah. in the kitchen is very important.
Yes, yes, I agree, absolutely.
Share a little bit about, I mean, yeah. you're pretty serious dancers, right? I mean,
and, yeah, and
to
yeah,
tell us a little bit about that, because it was interesting as I was reading over your stuff. Like, oh, these people are serious.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So I mean, the way that we met is we met in a dance class, actually at St. Mary's. It was a Christmas madrigal dinner dance, and we were paired up as partners. So that was our
providential,
providential, the beginning of our friendship and then relationship. And then Kathleen actually minored in dance wow. at St. Okay. Mary's the first 2 years she was there. And then I formally taught for Arthur Murray Dance School
and
was a professional teacher and competitor for a while mm-hmm. In my earlier years.
So mm-hmm. when the Lord brought our lives back together, you know, we kind of marvel at how there's so many analogies to marriage, mm-hmm. right, with dance, right? Yeah. You know, don't step on my toes, you know, the man is the lead.
Who's
you know?
Leading?
Yes, mm-hmm. and even like for a man to lead a woman, he has yeah. to have strong arms, right? And I need to be able to rely on that. And he guides me, and his job is to make me look beautiful and mm-hmm. together to bring out that beauty, right? And so we love that there's so many of those analogies to marriage in dance, you know?
Wow.
So
yeah. you have teachings, using. I thought I saw two to tango someplace.
Yes. So we have, with the USCCB, we yeah. have a blog entitled Two to Tango. Mm-hmm. We chose that title because
I remember seeing it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah. then we have a podcast coming out in the fall that we decided to call Two to Tango mm-hmm. because of how we met and just the analogies that,
yeah,
you know.
And work with it because that is so good yeah. because, I mean, we are in this journey of marriage, we are dancing. Mm. And sometimes we fall,
right?
And we yeah. have to get back up, and we got to get back on the dance floor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's so beautiful to have all of that incorporated mm-hmm. in your faith journey, and to say this is who we are,
yeah.
And to make that vulnerable before people, because some people don't like to dance,
right? Yeah.
But
right.
you know, yeah. we got to dance.
Did you tell them mm-hmm. the award I won?
Yeah. Oh, no, oh,
what was
yeah.
the award you won?
Best dancer. But there were no
in
boys,
high
no boys that dance in high school.
Okay.
And actually, I met Jim in a Catholic church on a dance floor.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes,
how
interesting. But we were going to hell in a New York minute yeah. at that moment. But
we're trying to
God
reach kids.
Saved us and yes. converted us.
Trying to reach kids, and we really yeah. needed to be reached, that's mm-hmm. for
yeah.
sure. But you know, so when you incorporate this in your teachings, I mean, you give,
yeah.
do people dance?
There have been a handful yeah. of occasions yeah. where mm-hmm. we've given talks and the people inviting us to come speak have asked us to also do a dance lesson, yeah. you know, in combination mm-hmm. with it. But more or less, we try to draw out the analogies. For instance, so Troy was more formal dancing, right, mm-hmm. couple dancing, and I did more of the pom-pom performance type mm-hmm. style dance. Mm-hmm. So when we came together, we had two very different forms yeah. of mm-hmm. dance, right? And so I kind of wanted to do yeah. things my way, and he's like, no, you gotta do it this way. And in blending those two, yeah. Passions and love for dance into something beautiful and creating this rhythm together and rhythm in our marriage took time, right? And so we draw mm-hmm. those analogies out that, you know, when two people come together in marriage, it's like my way or the highway or, you know, and,
yeah.
you know, the Lord wants to create something beautiful and dying to ourselves yeah. and creating this beautiful yeah. rhythm in marriage.
And I want to springboard off that topic of dying to yourself because using that dance analogy, this is how we used to teach when I taught dance, you know, they always say that the man starts on his left foot, the woman starts on her right foot because the woman's always right. Mm-hmm. Now, it was always kind of a joke, but the idea is that we as men, we're called to die to ourselves for our spouse yeah. so that our spouse in turn, we can let that beauty shine, yeah. you know? And so in formal kind of ballroom dancing, you certainly want to do that. You want the lady to shine, but it's a great analogy to marriage mm-hmm. as well mm-hmm. because, you know, we're a partner, we're a team, but in the same token, we always should be dying to ourselves. You know, sacrifice comes from the Latin, which means to make holy. Mm-hmm. And so each and every act that we do daily, our husband and wife, if we die to ourselves, we make it holy, we offer it back up to God, then the other can shine before God
as
well.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And that was one of my favorite teachings, because it was about dying to self.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just if we could get that as married couples, especially early on, that it's really about dying to yourself, and you want, in particular, your wife to shine as a man. That's really important.
Yeah. Right.
Those two lessons there. And people know in their own engagement, this is about marriage. So if you don't want to really die to yourself and make somebody else shine, that you got to be always the one that shines.
Right. Well, then, and I think there's a, excuse me.
No, then don't get married, because it's selfless.
Yes.
And
exactly.
If you're selfish, you don't belong on a marriage team.
Absolutely.
Because there's no room for self. I mean, we always say that this marriage, it's making me holy, and Jim is getting me to heaven.
Right.
And I'm getting him to heaven, and we're... Right. But, you know, and we come with our ideas of what our marriage should look like in the families that we've come from. And then this is how it should be. And the beautiful thing about marriage and dying to ourselves and all those dreams have to go to the wayside, because God wants to make something new and something beautiful, you know. But if we don't, and we all forget that we seem to get married on an altar, right? There's an altar present.
Right.
Well, somebody's got to die on the altar.
Right.
And
right.
Jesus already did that for us. So he's ready to give us all the power that we need to be husband and wife. But we too have to die there.
Right.
And we turn around and we become one flesh. And there's a resurrection every single day.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Are you going to elaborate more on that?
I was just saying, when a woman sees that her husband is making that sacrifice, when he's truly doing it in the right spirit, you know, there's a confidence that a woman feels, and then she in turn then can trust in his leadership, right? You know, I think so many times us as women, we're like, oh, the guy's dropping the ball, he's not doing things, so I got to pick up, you know. But when they're truly dying to themselves, there's such a beauty in that, and there's such a confidence we feel as women, like, okay, he's really truly taking the lead as the head of the home, and I can naturally follow that, you know. And so I think that's really important for us as women, to step back and let the husband take the lead and not try and, you know, take that over, you know. And when they're sacrificing, it comes more naturally for us as women to do that, because things are correctly ordered, right?
You know, so especially when there's an audience of children, right?
Yes.
And they're seeing how do we love, how does mommy and daddy work this out, and see that before them. So in this beautiful book that you wrote, you had to write it twice. Tell us about what happened.
So whenever we're doing ministry for the Lord, right, you know, there's always an enemy that's trying to attack that. And so in our case, the last few months prior to submitting the book to OSV, we had a lot of spiritual warfare in the form of Troy was traveling a lot. He happened to be traveling a lot at that season of our life, those last 4 or 5 months before the book was due. And then we had 2 car accidents. We just had a miscarriage, a lot of very serious life events, right? So stuff that, you know, things that we've all gone through at different times, but it was a lot.
All happening right now.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And then it kind of culminated in the night we went to submit the book to OSV. We had the book saved on my computer, on the hard drive, and then also in the cloud, and we went to submit it, and my computer just crashed.
So,
and you can explain the technology.
But you're the computer guy.
Yes, I am the computer guy.
How could you stop that from happening?
If only I could have, no. Yeah. So we had the whole book saved in 2 places, locally on the hard drive, and also in Microsoft OneDrive in the cloud. We also had, out of the 365 daily devotions, maybe about 20 of those on a flash drive. That was sort of a working flash drive we had. When we went to submit the book on the hard drive, I got the blue screen of death, which for anybody
like
who knows.
Like a bomb falls, comes down,
the entire screen went blank and died.
Yeah.
And then
it's amazing. You know, I'm getting scared. I'm thinking about things like that.
And we were scared in the moment. Thinking about it. So we rebooted the computer. Unfortunately, it was not there. There was a ghost image on the desktop. Click the ghost. Nothing happened. So the bottom line is that hard drive, that local copy, was lost.
Oh, my gosh.
Then we had the whole second copy up in the cloud, right? Yeah. And the cloud, of course, is unrelated to that local desktop. We went to go retrieve that, and it was also gone. And the way that OneDrive at least worked when we used it was that you delete a file, it goes into a recycle bin for 30 days, and it's recoverable for up to 30 days, but from 31 and beyond, it's unrecoverable. Yeah. So it's gone in both places. We happen to have a dear friend from our local former parish in Illinois who was a former forensics computer scientist for the Secret Service. Yeah. He had all of the latest and greatest software in his home office computer. So he said, let me borrow your laptop for 30 days or more. Let me take a look at it. He took it, he studied it and discovered that a malicious virus had been found and written that specifically and only uniquely attacked that one file.
Oh my
On our local
goodness.
Hard drive, right? And so that at least explains how we lost it locally. Mm. But what about Microsoft, right? What about the server in the cloud? So we took it to Microsoft's help desk. We did some more research. Mm-hmm. We discovered yet a second virus that had been written such that any file deleted from our OneDrive username would not be retrievable for up to 31 days. After going to the recycle bin, which by default meant we could not recover
right.
the book.
What a nightmare. Was,
yeah. So we lost it in two places. We had to rewrite it. Fast forward, our Sunday visitor was kind enough to publish the book. We also received I'm going to call it hate email. There was some message sent to OSV saying, don't publish the book and all of that kind of stuff. And thankfully, the publisher looked past it. But it was a lot of spiritual warfare. Yes, they were very gracious.
Well, it's kind of like you go to them and say, it's like the dog ate my homework.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
right.
Like, how did this happen?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It was very, very devastating.
Wow, Lord have
mercy. But no, fast forward, it ended up, and then COVID hit. And so it was a long process from beginning to end, 5 years.
When you purchase the book, there's no chance it'll disappear. Because we're only going to promote this book. Yeah.
Thank you. No. Yeah.
No, it's all in God's time.
Wow, that is an unbelievable story.
So we had to literally rewrite it. But we felt like the Lord, it definitely strengthened our marriage, and I think it's much more beautiful the second time around. As he said, OSV was very understanding,
Yeah, and I want to say something. I want to say thank you to OSV for being so patient, for being willing to stick by us and to publish this book. And from day one, we always believed it's God's will.
Yes.
And, thanks be to God. Our book's doing very well on Amazon. So I want to thank everyone who has purchased the book. And, for anyone who's interested, it's thanks be to God doing well.
So. Well, we had Scott Richard on, the publisher of OSV, on Monday, and then we're having you guys on. And I didn't put it all together. I said, well, they're all
it's
OSV.
Right, yeah.
So I wrote him, I said, it's going to be like OSV week. Yeah. And so he said, well, they're just a lovely couple, very fond of you both. And he said, the book's doing well. Yeah. Thank God it is. We're going to hold you over for the final segment and speak more about the sacrament of marriage and equipping God's people to be all they can be in marriage. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. Welcome back, having a great conversation here on the sanctity of marriage and the family. We were touching on your book, and we want to do that more. Thank God we'll have you tomorrow as well, and we can do that. But there's so many areas that you're kind of hitting on, things that you're doing, making opportunities for people. So just tell us some of the ways you're sharing. You're really going out to people. What are some of the formats? What are the opportunities are you giving to people to be blessed by your ministry?
Sure.
So we started a parish-based marriage ministry at our previous parish. So that is something that we did for 10 years. We led a parish-based marriage ministry. But that kind of evolved into us writing the book and then naturally starting to get asked to speak at different parishes. So typically what we do is go to a parish and they will bring us in for like a date night, once. And we'll speak on some topic pertaining to marriage. Typically, it's celebrate the beauty of marriage, and then we kind of hit on all the aspects of the beauty of sacramental marriage and some practical ways of how to live that out in daily life. But in addition to speaking at parishes, we also do a one-day and a two-day marriage retreat, and that is something we started in about the last 4 years. So that's something we have offered in South Carolina at different retreat centers, and we usually have about 15 to 20 couples that come, and we give 6 talks over 2 days. We have a priest that accompanies us, and just a beautiful way to more deeply enter into the sacrament
when
of marriage.
Do people usually schedule it? Is it always on the weekend, or is it during the week? Or like if you do a two-day thing, is it people say come in Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, good question. So usually it begins Saturday morning and goes till Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. A lot of times couples will come Friday night, depending on how far they're coming from, just so they're there and ready to go Saturday morning. So. Yeah,
you and then people responding, like they say, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
People are looking for that, yearning for that.
And we try to keep it just to the 2 days because especially younger couples, they just don't have the time and the capacity, you know. And for the date nights, you know, there's usually babysitting provided, right? Mm-hmm. So that's really helpful. But for retreat, you know, that's 2 days, it's a little harder to.
You got
to
call the in-laws.
Yes, exactly, exactly. It's like, a little more work on the part of the couple to get there.
This.
Yes, yes. So.
And then tell us about your pilgrimage that you have.
Sure. So we are offering and hosting a pilgrimage this fall from October 21st to November 1st. We're going to Italy.
There you go.
And we're going to go visit some of the famous sites of the saints in Rome, Florence, Assisi, Siena, some of the cities in between there. We'll also be offering a one-day marriage retreat at a beautiful Tuscan villa. And then something else about us as a family and me personally, I'm a winemaker. We have a small vineyard to make my own wine, and so I'll also be talking about the art of winemaking and coming straight from the Bible, the fruit of the vine, work of human hands, and we'll talk about how that ties into marriage as well. And it's called Simply Love, the Peaks and Valleys of Marriage.
And we will have Father John Michael Paul Bartz from the Community of St. John's that will be accompanying us.
And how many couples can go on the retreat with you? What is the limit?
About 25.
Okay. To make it manageable.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they could just go to your website to get in touch with
you. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
And just touching on, thank God we have tomorrow, because we're going to expand upon some of the areas of ministry that you've mentioned and with the book. And thank you for being available at this time to help heal this culture and marriage and the family so needed in our world, so needed within the church. Hope you've been encouraged this day. Life, marriage, and the family is God's plan to transform this world. And he will prevail. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.